let us again start on Daf Kufei Omed Aleph in the next to the last line. We hear a Baraisa, Maim Rishonim, Neutlin Bein Bechamin, Bein Bezoinon, and Maim Nachoinim, Ein Neutlin Elo Bezoinon. So, Zukte Gemara, Maim Rishonim, Neutlin Bein Bechamin, Bein Bezoinon, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yanai, Leishonu Elo She'ein Ayat Seiledes Behem, that what Maim Rishonim are nitolin bechamin means it's not yatzei ledes. Aval a yatzei ledes behem ein neitlem behem, then is ein neitlem behem. So Rashi says ledes nichvis im hayatzei ledes behem botlu v'nishtanu mitoiras mayim. They become botlu mitoiras mayim. A moira dikizat that it loses the shame mayim. There's a shaila, what happens if the water cools off? Will it then be kosher? Rashi says, yatzei ledes, it doesn't have a shame mayim. What happens if it cools off? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samach holds that it's good, that the whole problem is when it's yatzei ledes. In our sugya, there's Rabbi Kebeger is mesupik, and the Chassam Sofer says that it's no good. Some say that it's being a rabbin like Moran Abay Dezore, that it's no good. And I saw in the Piskei Chuvis, he brings down something very interesting from the Shevet HaKohosi, that you have mayim that was boiled up, it's called dead water. What shall it's called dead water? That if you put fish in the water, they will not live. If you pour this water on smochim, they will not grow. So we see a Moran de Kezach. So then we can very well understand nishtanu mitoiras mayim. It doesn't have a shame mayim on it. Mayim has to have certain characteristics, and when it becomes mutach, it becomes yatzeledes, it loses the shame mayim, and therefore the problem. So this chemical change that makes it to dead water. So this loses the shame mayim. It's pasul loilam. Others say that this member of Yatzeled is going on the Sefer. Achoinim ein neutlim ela betzoinim ava bachamin loy amar av Yitzchak ba Yosef amar biyane loishon al shatzeled is ben avaleine Yatzeled is ben neutlim michlal derishoinim apopi shayatzeled is ben muter. So that these two loishoinis of Yatzeled is mutter by mayim rishonim. Lahaloche, the mechaber paskins that yatzei ledes is mutter, the mechaber paskins like the second loshen, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down a marshal in yam shel shloime that one should be machma not to use water that yatzei ledes, and we say so it's amir de kenafkamine that it could be that a filuah when it cools off it also will be possible. Omar Rav Nachman, Emtzayim Rishus. The Emtzayim are a Rishus. That my Emtzayim is a Rishus. I said, the Rishayim Menachem is a Chayven, Emtzayim is a Rishus. Omar Rav Nachman, Loishonu Elo, Bein Tavshel Letavshel. That bein Tavshel Letavshel, it's a Rishus, Avo Bein Tavshel Ligvino Chayven. Rashi said before on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, Rashi and Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph said, Emtzaayim Sheneitlin Beitavshel Letavshel Ninikiyuso Ba'alma. He says, Yisamazoi washing your hands for Nikiyus. Now let us see Taisvis. Loishanu Elo Beitavshel Letavshel, Abo Beitavshel Legvine Chayva. So now, Oima Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel says, the Mayri Bishneyim Shel Boso, Bishneyim Shel Gvine, we have two Tavshilim, both are Fleishik, that means it's a Tavshil perhaps that was cooked in the same pot with basa or with gvine. So you have two fleisha ketapshilim, or two milcha ketapshilim. So there the din is that, that it's rishus. Avol bein tapshil shel basa. But if you have a tapshil shel basa, ligvine shel afonov, chayve. Avol bein tapshil gvine means first if you ate gvine, and now you have a tapshil shel basa, chayve. Avol ligvine shel achov leikoma. But if you'll have gvina after a fleisha ketavshul, then he doesn't talk about that you need netila. That filib and netila shiadayim osa lecha la tzudacheres, kidoma lael, ochal bosor osa lecha gvina. So the Rabbeinu Shmuel says that, and he says it's an interesting pshat in the Gemara. We learned before Namad Aleph, Ochel Bosa, you have to wait 6 hours to eat Gvine. So that, so first of all, the Benish Mul said two Nekudis. Tapshul means either a Pleishika Tapshul or a Milchika Tapshul. So Bei Tapshul, the Tapshul means both a Pleishik, both a Milchik. Then you want to wash, then washing the hands between one Tapshul and another Tapshul is a Rishus. But if you have a bein tapshul ligvina means if you had a fleishik tapshul, and before you ate gvina, so then you have to wash your hands. Then it's a chayve because they have to gvina, not even a fleishik tapshul. So you have to go and wash your hands midina because that's the din before we had on the kufeya medalef that nidnetila and kinuach bein. Talking about a tapshul shel boso. The Rabbeinu Shmuel learns that tapshul shel boso is mamish like boso. It's fleishik. So if you have first a tapshul shel boso, you have to wait 6 hours. And here we're talking about if you first ate gvina, so then you have to, al kaponim, wash your hands. It's a chayve to wash your hands between gvina and boso. That's what the Rabbeinu Shmuel learns pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam did not like this pshat. The bein tapshul legvina mashme, not bein tapshul legvina shalafonov. A mashme tapshul tchile. Bein tapshul legvina means first you had a fleishik tapshul, and then you want to eat gvina. Kida oma leel, kama yishe bein boso legvina veleiklo. The Moklav, how much you have to wait between Vos and Gvin's Moses, you don't wait anything. A Porch, Ba'omar, Rav Chizda, Ochal, Bosa, Oso, Lechel, Gvinne. You're not allowed to eat Gvinne after Bosa. L'kame Yishe, Ben Gvinne, Le Bosa. So, Memele, so you see, when the Gemara says, Kame Yishe, Ben Bosa, Le Gvinne, means Gvinne afterwards, not Ben Bosa, Le Gvinne, but no problem. The Gemara made up a whole, you're not allowed to eat till the next Suda. I mean, Bosa Gvina means you ate first Gvina, then you ate Bosa. But he says that is not the title of the word. Bein Bosa Gvina means that first you ate Bosa, and then you ate Gvina. So Bein Tapshul Gvina also should mean the same thing. First you had a Tapshul Shel Bosa, and then you ate Gvina. And now then we have a problem. That was the Rabbeinu Shmuel's problem, that you're not allowed to eat at all. That problem the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have, because the Rabbeinu Tam holds that what it says you're not allowed to eat. Bein Bosa L'Gvina means if you didn't wash your hands, if you didn't make kinuach and the tilus yadayim, then you have to wait till the next Suda. If you wash your hands, that's also permissible. So that's not too much of a problem. But a second kasha, Bein tapshul le tapshul is a reshus. The Moses is a reshus. And that, Rabbeinu Shmuel says, it means between two fleishik tapshilim, or two milchik tapshilim, it's a reshus to wash your hands, bein tapshul le tapshul. Direct Rabbeinu Tam Amir de Kekashe, bein tapshul le tapshul, b'shneim shel boso, ay shel gvineh, Lama yeshloi litoil klal. Why do you have to wash your hands? You're eating two tafshilim. And it would seem, Mirashi said, Mishum nikiyuse. So why are you talking about a tafshil, according to the Rashbam, I'm talking about a tafshil shel bos or a tafshil shel gvina. Not talking about parabe tafshilim. We're talking about fleshike tafshilim or milchike tafshilim. And it's a reshus to wash your hands between one and the other. So the Benetam is the Mordekikash. Why do you have to wash your hands? It's between two fleshike tafshilim. It's a reshus to wash your hands. By parva tafshilim, there's nothing but to talk about. Two fleshike tafshilim, you should wash your hands, which is very difficult. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, Amir de Kepshat in the Gemara, unbelievable. If we would be invited to be guests by the Rabbeinu Tam, we'd be astounded. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the main tafshil, the tafshil, and the main tafshil, the boso, the tafshil, shall win it. That means, first they served, he came to the Rabbeinu Tam's house, first they served the potatoes made with meat together, with meat in the same pot, potatoes and meat, and you're not serving the meat, but it's fleshy potatoes. And afterwards, that's course number one. And then the second course was, there was another machel with cheese, and that was next on the agenda. That was the next course. And you don't even have to wash your hands. Nothing. He gives that. That's the first course. This is the second course. You don't have to wash your hands. Why? The kiven de na boso v'hagvine be'en. The boso of the gvine is not ben. Zichar. The basal, the potatoes taste meaty, and the other yirokis taste cheesy, but it's not fun, it's only a tam. Tam ki kedarai, so no problem. But al kaponim, it's you have a tam basal, you have a tam gvine, the kimen den basal va gvine ben, veleka elo tam, there's only a tam, layichmiru shiachoy valito bentayin. That's a reshus. If you want to wash your hands, you want to be flum, potatoes, my stomach was with gravy and dust, and it could be used and also, and then you can have with cheese, tafshul with cheese. You want to wash your hands? Tasnish merzi ki yuara, you want to do it. A mailer, you'll ask a reshus, you can do it. You don't have to do it. We'll come back soon. Avo ben tafshul de boso legvine. But at first I had my tafshul shabos, I had my fleshike potatoes. And after the words, they were serving gvina ben. Shagvina ben choyva. Then it's a choyv. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. So L'chayre, we have to understand, L'chayre the Menetam is very difficult to understand. I have the same potatoes, I had the fleshike potatoes, and now I'm going to have milchike potatoes that were cooked with cheese, with butter, shveis, it's not bad. I have the milchike potatoes, that's one after the other. Now we're talking about the hands. We're talking about the hands. So if I have fleshike potatoes and then milchike potatoes. I don't have to wash my hands. I don't have to wash my hands. The same hands. The same hands. I don't have to wash your hands. If I'm eating cheese now I have to wash my hands from the fleshike potatoes. It's a shame, Shemayim. The problem is, let's get facts straight. Do fleshike potatoes make a problem, yes or no? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no problem. It's Tam Baume. No problem. So no problem. So finish. So if eating cheese, now why does the problem arise? So the Teferet Yaakov is under Rabbeinu Tam. It's very difficult to understand. So the Magia and the Tosfos HaRosh brings down a Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosho, which is Mamish Kiloy and Leinayim. The Rabbeinu Tam said, Da havi noisein tam bar noisein tam. That's pshat over here. That means like this. In the first tafshul, the meat was nice and tam in the tafshul. Now you have your, perhaps, meaty hand to get the tzitzus. But you're going to touch another tafshul, that in this other tafshul, gvina was nice and tam. But al kaponim, with the combination of time and taka, you have fleishikehem, you have a milk, but it's lemaise, it's called naisein tam ba naisein tam. It's naisein tam da teire. That means like this, that the basa was naisein tam in the potatoes. This is potatoes, naisein tam. Now, my hands, let's say, are have a fleshic residue from the tam of the potatoes, and now it's going to go into another vegetable. Now the other vegetable, which is milchik, is also not milchik. It's gvina was nice and tam in the other vegetable, so that's called nice and tam bar nice and tam. So that means that we're only. This is fleishik because this is a noisin tam, and this is giving a tam to something that's not really milchik, but gvina was noisin tam in that thing. Noisin tam by noisin tam is muta by if both are tamim shel heta. That means when it comes to basa b'chalav, a noisin tam by noisin tam is muta. Masha enke, we're going to have later a whole sugya in a similar case. I mean, we have a case, dogim shol, we have later case, dogim sha'ola bekore muta la'ochlon bekutach. That means like this, you have hot fish that was in a fleshika plate, we got a bliya from a plate, and then you eat this hot fish with kutach, or with milchik, or that's, okay, that's, okay, but there's also a lumbus of not parnat, it's nice in time, it's not real fleshik. Got a tam from fleishik. So bekitzel, the Rabbeinu Tam held if both tavshilim, they're only that what they're fleishik and that what their milchik is only because basa was noisein tam besoicham and gvina was noisein tam besoicham. So there, it's not gefelech if you're mixing one tam with another tam. Because you're not mixing directly a tam with basa or with gvina. But if you're eating gvina afterwards, now you have to wash your hands. Because this is a nice in tam into gvina. Oh, that you have to wash your hands. That is shitas Rabbeinu Tam. I would just like to say, if we would ever be zeicher to be invited to the Rabbeinu Tam and he'd serve us this, I think, no shayla, we'll eat it. No shayla whatsoever. I heard a maise, the briskerov, Zechayn Lavocha was nizer, Pesach, he didn't have sugar cubes. He had a cheshbon, that sugar cube, maybe this kidney is in, he never ate sugar cubes. He once came Pesach, over to Vilna, by the Abchaim Oizer, Abchaim Moise offered him tea with sugar cubes. He drank it without batting an eyelash. He put the sugar cubes. Abchaim Moise, so, Mestama, if we'd ever be zeichet to be Yeshve al Shulchonish al Rabbeinu Tam, Mestama, and he'd offer us this, we wouldn't have to wash our hands. Yeah. V'yitochen Perish said, So now the Rabbeinu Tam says, so I'm telling you, but the Rabbeinu Tam was Machadosh Amir Dikizach. That's Mamish Tepach of the Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Rabbeinu Shmuel holds that a Fleishik Ketavshul is Fleishiks. And if you have a Fleishik Ketavshul, you have to wait 6 hours till you eat Milchiks. The Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat Nagma, a Fleishik Ketavshul is not Fleishiks. It's a Tam of Fleishiks. V'yitochem perish zeh av ledivrei ha'isrem lechol gvina achal bosa ba'isasude v'afilu benetila v'kinuach afilu those who hold you're not allowed to have gvina after bosa but, okay, that was a machlikis before and that kudal gomebeis Rabbein Tabos Meikel The gvin after basar is also mutter with the tilin kinuach. But afilu yamachm over there, but a tapshul shall basar you'll have to have gvin afterwards. A tapshul shall basar is not basar. Zot the gemara weiter. Amav yule bereid rabchiv, mibnei mamur maim achayinim choyvo, shemelach stoimis yesh, shemesame yasanayim, there's melach stoimis, which is detrimental to the eyesight, and therefore, therefore you have to wash your hands. You shouldn't put your hands to your eyes. Amar abayim mishtakech kikur to bekure, that in a kur of melach, you could find a small grain of Melach Sadaimis, but that's enough to be worried about. Amale Rabach, Bereid Rabal Rabashi, Kol Milchamai, what'll be the din if a person is measuring Melach, he's weighing Melach, he's handling with Melach, so does he have to wash his hands also? He's not eating, he's handling with Melach, he's measuring Melach. Amale, let me boy about the Gibbis. Let us see Rashi. Zutrashi Shemelach Demishesh Vamachachamim Al Kol Achiloscha Achir Melach. Chazal says that whenever you eat after the soot, you should have some salt. Kim the Noga Bemelach. So since he touched the salt, he heard the Yoiv Yodai Naim, Esamil Olafikar Tzorich Lunot, and you have to wash your hands. Bishtakra Bekikuta Bekure. Eine Metzuyala Kairet Bekur. Kol milche modad melach. He measured melach, kamay b'yameida b'oima, targum b'kolu b'omra. Maitzach lita lacha b'eloi. So he said, you have to wash your hands. Amar Rabbi, meireish hava amine. I was under the impression in the beginning, haydolei moshu maya basroy al arav. The reason you don't wash mayim achroinim on the ground, we hear that before on that kofayim at Aleph, that they know, they only bekeli, when the second lotion says, bekinse, but you shouldn't wash mayim achroinim on the ground. So Abai says, I was under the impression, mishum zuamo, because after the meal, the hands are dirty. And when you wash mayim achroinim, so the zuama, it gets into the water. So let's see what Rashi says. Zuama shereichon masriach v'nirois mu'usois. That means if you wash your hands from the suda and the mezuim the kehens, so the water will be koilet areyacha, and eventually you'll have a bad odor, and it's a double boss. So to pour it out of the ground where people come in contact with it, it's not menschlich. You shouldn't do something that a person will become most from it. I was under the impression. Omalimah, but that's what I was under the impression of, I said, but Rabbi told me, Mishum deshorye ruach ro'alayu, that Rabbi told me the reason is because there's a ruach ro, and it's mazik. That's the reason, not al stamazoy al tzadogon mos. No, there's a ruach ro, so the male of a person will step on it. So it's mazik, there's a ruach ro. We mentioned yesterday that there's a svar, if you pour into a keli, there's no ruach ro, and there'll be a loch is mesupik. If you spill out of the keli, there'll be a ruach ro. That's why it's the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, which perhaps people are unaware of, the gismayim achroinim in the sink, and there's a whole bunch of dishes in the sink. One shezichen atubuk, then there's a ruach ro, under this ruach ro on the dishes, could be. And which is not so poshut. Zuchten Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi, Meiresh Hava Mina, I was under the impression, Haidaloi Shokol Midi Mipsoira Kinoket Inish Kasa Lemishti. When a person is drinking a kais, and you'll take something off the table, and he's in the middle of drinking. So I was under the impression this should not be done. Shema Yeyored Dvar Kalkola Besuda. That means he's drinking, you're taking something off the table, maybe he wants this thing, taking it like away from him, and here he's drinking, and here he'll get angry, you're the one to scream and the one to do, and he can choke, because you don't do such a thing, you don't take away something while he's drinking, let him finish drinking, then you'll see if it bothers him, if it doesn't bother him. Omali, so Abaye told, Rabbi told him, Mishum de Koshi leruach tzoroda. No, there's a ruach ro that is shayre on the person that's drinking. Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says. The mishti, sha'odam shayse, and the person is drinking, ain't loikrin klum milafonov. You don't take anything away from him. Why? So Abaye said he was under the impression, dval kalkola, shemo yichais ha-shoise, maybe the shoise will get in katz, shechofitz boisei dover ha-nidl, he wants it, you're taking it away. V'chi yichais will get in katz, and he's drinking, he's stuck in the yichonik, he'll choke. U'artzrodo, Ashturdishon, so they say it means a lotion of Shmomel, get into a daze, mamesh, it's a ruach ro, that in such a case, the person that is drinking will get into a daze. Yeah. The Gemara writer, this ruach ro, le'emon el de shokel v'loy mahada. He's taking it, not to return it. Abo mishkel v'aduri leslombo. If you take it, you're going to return it. There's no problem. Le'emon el lechutz la'al ba'ameis. At that, if you took it out of the dalad ameis of the table. This ruach ro is of a person is drinking, and you take away something that is needed for the sudah. It could be another thing you took away. Less lombo, there's no ruach ro. Like I think the Ben Yehuda says, could be a bias cheshbon, maybe there'll be a kalkola, I mean, that could be, that if you'll take, but that means if you take something that is not as needed for the suda, you'll take it away, and in the middle of drinking, you'll take away his wallet or something, or his watch, could be, he'll get very angry, but that's something else. This rabbi said that's what it's an accepted practice, you don't take away, that is dafka amidi de machel, and with these tnoim, you didn't take it away from the table, and you don't plan to return it, then there's a ruacha that is shayla. Yeah. Ma barabashi kopit afilo aisise ubuchna de tabli midi de tzriche lesudosa. That means if you have a pestle and a mortar that you grind tablim in them, and they're on the table, so it's also called midi de tzrich l'sudasa. Perhaps in the middle of the suda, they'll want to go and grind some tablim. So that is it. So the ruach ro will be applicable by this case also. The trashi chutz la ba'ameis.
Nashvarov.
That's what people sweep together the crumbs from the bread or the remnants from food which is on the floor. Mishum menaki rusha. It's alfnikiyus. That floor should be clean. It should, there should be cleanliness. It's a fine anhoge. Omalimal mishum tekoshe laniyuse. The reason is because it can bring to anius. If a person leaves remnants of food or bread on the floor, and they step over it, so this could bring to anius. Ahu gabre, there was a person, Rabbi Mahadar Olay, Soro Daniyuso. There's asar that brings anius. And he was trying in all his ways to make this person an oni. Lehavi yochale. And he was unable to do what he wanted to do. The kozoyer anashvara tuva. He was very nizer. He used to sweep up together after he ate the crumbs and the remnants of food. So memele, the sar had no shlita over him. Yoim echad. One day, Korach ripte ayavli. He was in a place where grass was growing. He ate bread there, and the Pashteitzer that the crumbs went all over the grass. Oma hashte vaday nofel biyodi. Now is Zicha going to be? Now going to be able to go the between the blades of the grass, he's going to be able to pick up the crumbs. Now, the mice, I'll be able to shell it over. Boser, the ochil, icy mola. After he finished eating, he brought a shovel. A krini liyabli, and he went and shoveled out all this whole area, the grass and crumbs and everything. Shadino lenare, and he threw it into the river. So Bekitzer, he outwitted this sar that brings Anias. Shomei, so he heard this sar said, the Kamabai, the Afke, who gathered me base. It means he wanted some of the sar wanted to be Yoshik the base, he wanted to have Shlita over base, and now he can't stay there. What does Rashi say? Menakiruso, no menakanshin na nashabro, shemachabden perurei oichlen, minabayis perurim of food from the bayis, people shouldn't step on them. Menikiruso, lenaker abayis, nikoin, to make the house clean. Mahadar abasrei, soro dani yuso, sar amamuna alonis, hoyeroidei, lolochtoi, olavioi, lidei anis, to bring lidei anis. Hayavli alasabim sheba afar, this was grass there. Not for the yedoy, shukal alaket apirun mi bein asabim, mi yiyo lemedres raglayim, and people will step on it. Valachdenu bekach nanamo, I'll be able to be shaylet over. Shamu gavra lohu sore, the koma vayda afke mi beise, Itziani zem mi mokim minuchosi. So this is very unclear. But mokim minuchosi means where was his mokim minuche? This is unclear. So others want to say pshat is a psagmorin Shabbos that three things bring lidei anius. And so I think Tein Elio wants to say three different things bring lidei anius. So then Elio wants to say that these three things, after if a person is oiman, these three things, then the sar shel anius has a shlita over him. Now this person wasn't nizer in these three things, and therefore the sar shel anius wasn't stamat, didn't have a personal grudge against him, fakel, because he wasn't nizer in these three things, so he was destined to become an oni. But afal pikein, that goofer that he was nizer in crumbs, that no one should be doyrus on the crumbs, that made that the Sav Shel Aniyus had no shlita over him, even though there was already a sibba that he should become an ani. I think this is how the Eliyosa shot Nagamot. V'amar Abaye, Meireish Hava Aminev, in the beginning I was under the impression, Haidu Loishosi Oifio, that people do not drink the foam of a mashke, Bishum Miisusa, it's supposed to drink the foam. Omali Ma, so Rabbi told me, no, Mishum Dekoshi Lekarse, that it's kosher lekalsim. So what is kalsim? Oifya ashkume. This is the phone. Lekalsim ririm haboim min hachoitim. I mean, there's certain, either he gets a runny nose from this, or, well, kaponim, somehow it affects the nose if one drinks the foam of a mashke. Mishtei kosher lekalsim. So now the Gemara continues. If he drank the foam, so it's difficult for the zririm that come out of the nose. Minfach bei, he'll blow it away. He'll blow away, but he's not allowed to drink the foam. Kosher lereisha. So then it's not good for the head. He'll get headaches. Mitchaye, he'll push away the foam with his hand. Koshel aniyus, that'll bring aniyus. So now we have a problem. We have a problem. We have a person has a mashke with foam, and you can't drink it, you can't blow it away, you can't push it away. So what do you do? Maitakante, lishake shikuye, she go and make sure that mix up that the foam should go back into the mashke, and so then it's mutter. So then when you're drinking it, there's no foam anymore. You mashkia the foam into the mashke. So that's good. What does Rashi say? Mitchaye biyodei litzdodim. Lishkai shikuye besoicha mashke chiyicha meilo. You mix it back into the mashke. So Mamela, then this is permissible. Zukta Gemara, Likar Saint, what happens if a person drank the foam, and now he has these nostril problems, he has problems. So what should you do? Now what do you do now? Finished. So Likar Saint, Dechamra, if he, because he drank the foam of wine, he has these nostril problems. Shikra, he should drink beer. And it seems the beer will somehow alleviate the symptoms of that when he drank the foam of the wine. This shikra, what is if he drank the foam of beer? Maya, then he should drink water. The Maya, if he drank foamy water, less late takanti, then this profound, there's no takanti for him. That another man, so Aniyus follows another man. That means, like everyone who's not another man, he has an eitzah, they have a different mashke, with what to rectify that, what they had drunk the foam. But another man who only has water to drink, he has nothing but to rectify. If he drank the was foamy water, is nothing how to rectify this. V'amar Abaye, Mereish Hava Amine, in the beginning I was under the impression, Haideloi Ochli Yalke Mikishe Da'osa Gino, Vishum Demechse Kerab Tonusa. I was under the impression, they used to buy bundles of scallions, of garlic, from a gardener. Used to tie 10 scallions together. And Abaye knew that you don't take out one scallion to eat. You open up the kasher and then finish. You don't take out one and it's still mekusha. So Abaye said, I was under the impression that the reason is mishum de merze kerab tanusa. It's like, so you're so hungry, you can't wait to eat. You pull out the scallion before you open up the kasher. That's a raptonus. That's what I was under the impression. Amalimah mishum de koshi likshofim. So Rabbi told him, no, that kshofim will be able to be shoylet on him if he does such a thing. What does Rashi say? Bosaranya zesh lehoyule elamayim lishtois. Mikisha da osagino. She'ein boitzin shum ekreshin. You don't take out shum ekreshim me agude she'oigden moichre yerek loichloi. You don't pull out one of them from the agudas. So Aito was kerab tanusu. She'enocha lahamtim achiyatiran. He can't wait till open up the kesha. He has to pull out one already. And the Rabbi told him now, the reason is out l'kshofim. Aroya oisai yochalasis. A person who sees him yochalasis l'kshofim. He can do kshofim on him. He's not immune to kshofim. Vanishma mimenu, and a person who doesn't do this, who doesn't pull out the yerek from this kesha, what the ginoy makes, is ein kshofim neichin lochel olo. Kshofim cannot be chal on him. Rav Chisde v'rabbe bar Ravune have a kozli ba'arbe. They were going on a ship. Umrulahu al hi matronisi, so there was a woman, a wealthy woman, Paiswan Badaihu, I want to be together with you on the ship. Loyaiswu didn't want her company, so he said no. Umra milse osleso la arbo. So she said something of kishif, and the ship couldn't move. The ship is anchored, can't move. Amru inu milse, so they said something else, we'll see to Lashainis and Rashi. Shariua, the ship was able to go again. They undid what she had done with her kshofen. Amru lahu, so she told them, my evid lahu, I can't do anything to you. Le mekanech lahu bechaspe, you are not mekaneich yourself. With El Cheres, that means that after the Yitzhiya, the Beis Akisei, they were not mekanech themselves with Cheres, because that kosher l'kshofen. V'loikotel l'chu kina amonaychu, you don't kill a louse on your beged, with your beged. V'yochel l'chu yalko mikisha da'osa ginoi. And you don't eat a yerek from a bundle that a ginoi has, you don't schlep out one of the Yerokis, so my mele, I can't be shaylet on you. Now let's see what Rashi says. Oisvam ba'adaychu, oishivuni imochem besvine. I should be together with you, together in the boat. Omro milso, lachash shal machshefes. Osroso la'arbo, shloizoso mimkaima. The boat did not move. Omri inu milse, so now Rashi is too lashainis over here. Avein hoyu bikiyim bedova. They also knew this chochmes akishuk. Bo oisen lahatzel atmon miyad amachshef. Veike da amri sha omru shem, le muchach milse. It's not muchach that's pshat. So now let us appreciate for 1 minute what was bothering Rashi. There's a big Yom Shel Shleim over here. That means the Shaila was, what did they do? She made Kishif, and she made that the ship can't move. So now Rashi has two Lashonis. What did they do? They made Kishif. The Shaila is, how are you allowed to make Kishif? You're not allowed to make Kishif. So the first Lashon of Rashi is, להצל עצמו מיד המחשבה. לחתילה תמייקי שיפון שבשן ינר לה תדור. But this is that after they, she made kishif already, להצל עצמו מיד המחשבה, that is permissible. The second lotion, Rashi held that ינר לה תמייקישיב להצל עצמו מיד המחשבה. So they say that Hashem Kodesh, and the mocking the Hashem, like Rashi means down in Chumash, Bilam was Mafriach the Melochim, and Pinchas showed the Shem from the Tzitz, and they all fell down. So Memela, they said Hashem Kodesh, and that was Mevatel the Kshofim. So according to the second shot, we have no Raya that one is permitted Ayidei Kishiv to undo what a Mechashiv did. And Rashi says, well, Muchach HaMilse, that it's not Muchach, that you have to say like that. Could be it's Mutach. I mean, you don't have to say the second shot. The Masha asked the Kashi, now, so how do we understand the Gemara? The Gemara says that, here it says that she was a Mechashiv, and the ship couldn't go. And then they said something, and the ship went. And then she told them, you know, I can't do any kishiv to you because, sure, there's two mahalach. One mahalach was that she didn't know what they did, so she was toiler that it didn't work because of these three things, but really, that's, then the Maharsha says there's two things. She wanted to make, there was the ship and there was them. She wanted him to mazik them. Then, bichlau, that's what she told them. You, I can't be mazik stamazi, because you're nizza and these three things, I can't be mazik you. The ship is not them. The ship, she was able to be mazik. The ship, that, so that they counteracted, that what she, through kishiv, made that the ship shouldn't go, that they counteracted with Amra Milsa.
I was under the impression, if a yerek falls from the table or falls on the ground, you don't need it. It's mos. It fell from the table on the ground. It's mos. It's kosher l'reyach hapeh. It's kosher l'reyach hapeh. That the brings up seems a bad reyach to the mouth. That's why one should need it. Boma Rabbi, mereish hava mine haydo lo yosvi tusi marzite. I was under the impression one should not sit underneath a gutter of a house. Mishum shaychem. That means it's a practical thing. I mean, bisman chazal they used to be mishtamish alagak. So if they had the dirty water, they poured it on the gag, and it went down the gutter, it went down the drain. So if a person is sitting underneath the gutter, he can get up his, a shefa milamailo, but it won't be, it'll be from Shaifrin. That's what Abaye thought. Omar Li, Mar, so Rabbi told me, Mishum de shchichi mazikin. No, underneath the gutters, there's mazikin over there. You don't sit underneath gutters. Hanu shikoloi. Now we have a merdeka maise. There were shikoloi. Shikoloi are people who carry, are movers, balaz. They used to transport barrels. Bavidolu chavite de chamre, they were carrying barrels of wine. Boi litapuchi, so they wanted to rest a little bit. Aisvu tusi malzive, so they put the barrel of wine underneath a gutter. They're gonna rest a little bit. Poka, so all of a sudden the barrel plopped and finished. Also, lekame de mabarabashi. Now, what happened over here? They put down the barrel and the barrel plot. So they came to mabarabashi. Apik shipuri shamte. So, you know what happened over here? There was a shed that was mazik, this barrel of wine. So Ravashi put him in Chayrim, the shed. He used to come to the entire. What should you break a barrel? So he took out Shaifres and he put him in Chayrim. He used to come to Ma'aba Ravashi. Also Lekame, so he came to Ma'aba Ravashi. Omalei, Amai Tavetochi, why did you do this? What did the barrel of wine is in it? I was sleeping underneath the gutters, and he put a barrel in my ear, over my ear, and he stabbed my sleep, so my male, what should I do? So I broke the barrel. Omalei, at beduchte de shrichi by rabbi. My voice, at, my voice, why do you sleep over there? People walk there. I mean, it's people go there. Atu de shonis, zil shlim. No. You don't have a territory. You had a right to put down the barrel. You have no right to sleep there. So if you have no right to sleep there, so, zil shlim, so you have to go and pay. Omalei, hashtename likvili mar zimna ve'efra. Doesn't have to pay it, but I don't have any money. I'm not worse than any other baldogo that you give him time to pay. Give me a time, so I'll be able to pay you money. Kovalei zimna, so gave him asma. Kimote zimna yake, he wasn't there, he didn't come. Kiyoso, when he came later, he came back with the money. Omalei, amaylei osis bezimnok, why didn't you come in time? Omalei, so he told them, kol mili detzaya v'chosim, everything that's tied, sealed, measured, or money, counted, less long reshus ala mishkol minei, not allowed to take that. Adam eshkechinem midi defkeire. We have to find something that's hefker. So I wasn't so successful. People were taking precautions. So I didn't have a shlita over to get money so quickly. So I had to wait till the opportunity arose. Let us see Rashi. My avid luchusha ain machshei for shotus bem shatem nishmorim mikol dova akoshala. The mekanach luchu bechasbo. Ein atem mekanchem atmechem becheres peisakise, natem hogim kine bemarboshechem, marziva tina mekelech maim in agad, sabai yeldus imkos sheifchem, shemo yerdo olav maim mousim, amekalchem mitashmish amishtamshim al agad, bishoifchem meitashmish vein boim letzina. Shikuloi, noisei masois vizchav, people the transport masois, Poco, Sheshavra Mazik, the Mazik broke the barrel. Shamte la Mazik. So, Mabar Rav Ashi was the Puput Mechaim the Mazik. Toisti boy noi. Reishivuni, Bozni, Shayisi, Yoshen Shom. I was sleeping there. The Tzayev Achosim, Kloy Mebechim Kalelu, Elon Orishis. Now, I'd like to say over a maysa, which I heard from someone in Muncie. Remember, he had a lot of tzoris. And Bekitza, he went to Rav Naishlos, the Chayinu Lochev, and Rav Naishlos told him this gemara. He had made an addition to his house, and the addition was in the place where the gutters were. He took out the gutters and he made an addition. From what I know, two unglücken happened to him. And Rav Naishlos told him that the reason is, he told him this gemara, under the gutters is the place of the shadim. They're there. And if they're there, and you go in their territory, it's bitter. So the addition that he had made the addition already, the only way, he said the only way he could rectify it now is to make the room you made addition to make it into a sukkah. If you make it into a sukkah, so seems it's a makim shel mitzvah, they don't have the shoes to be shaylet there. But it was involved a lot of money. I mean, there was a whole thing. So he says, maybe I'll make it into a svarim shtibul. So he said, I'll ask the square rebbe Zolgesundheim. Square rebbe said, no, we have to make it into a sukkah. So he went to Rav Yankiv. Rav Yankiv told him, and these things, they know better than we know. So, listen to them. If you make it into a sukkah, I'll come there, I'll make kiddush there, kaponim, but you make it into a sukkah. And then a second time, he made another addition to his house, but this time, before he made the addition, he went to Rav Naishlos and he showed him all the plans, and they made Bedavke the addition in a place where there was no goddess there. The Ruach, where there was no goddess, even though it came out very inconvenient and very, very, very batlonish. And he told me there was Achmon and Etzlon, many people that had made additions to their houses, and Achmon and Etzlon saw this happen. So, and the Makar is this Gemara. The Makar is this Gemara. That is their, Afilu, you leave it there. This is their Mokim. The Mokim underneath the goddess is their Mokim. That's, but he paid for it. That's their Mokim. And one should not chapel with them. Zot the Gemara weiter. Bama Rabbi, Meresh Abamine, Haide Shodi Maye Mipuma Dechatzvet. There's a psaminik that you have water in a pitcher, you spill out a little water from the pitcher, and then you drink. So Abaye said, I was under the impression, Mishum Tzipsa. What does Rashi say? The Shodi Maye Shoise Bekav, when a person drinks from a pitcher, Shaifech Trilo Minamayim Lord. He spills a little water out. I thought Mishum Tzipse Ksomim V'Kashim Shalpneimayim. Sometimes some psoilus rest on the water, so you pour out a little bit from the pitcher. Some Emele. So the water that's left is clean water. That's what I was under the impression. Ali, so Rabbi told me, Mishum de'ika mayim haroim. No. The tap water could be mayim roim. Pomim sheshose mehen shed. Vizuta kalta. That water was drunk already by a shed. And if you spill out a little water, so it seems that goes out with the water, then you could drink the rest of the water. Ahu bar sheda. So bar sheda, the Maral says, bar sheda means that someone who was Boki be inyone shade. The have a beira popa. But he was a person, but he was Boki in shade. Also la suye maya minaro. He went to the river to bring water. Yaakov, it took a long time for him to come back. He also, when he came back, omrule, amayi yaakvis. So why did you take so long? Omrulu ad halfi maya maroy. I wanted I saw Mazikim were drinking for the water, so I wanted to wait till the water flows away. That was his tale. At the Hochi Chosano, the Koshodi Mayim Mipuma Dachat, they brought it back to Rav Pope. Rav Pope, he had offended himself, I came back late, he told him because he saw that Rav Pope poured out a little water. Omar, I have a yedana, the regilisu, the mevita. If I would know that you always pour out a little water, layakvi, then I wouldn't have stayed there. I would have come back earlier. Let us just see Taisvis. Chazanu Dabe Shadu Mami Pumidakat. What the Akib Layosa Baatmake. So Taisvis asked, so good. But he knew this Taisvis. Why did he wait so long till new water will come? Let him go and take water and he'll fill out a little. Or shalai haydiya, or let him tell them that the mazikim jack from it, and they should pull up. Pishayi yori shek puto olav shara shaydim. The shaydim will have a potter. If he does it, so they'll chapel with him. So he didn't want to do that. Im hoya meydiya. Inami emayl kein shodu lehu gavra gufi de shoti. The one that's drinking has to do it. So he didn't know how many people are going to drink from this water, who's going to drink. And now he says that they're bulky in this anhogia. As he says, if I would have been aware of this, I wouldn't have stayed so long, because you could take care of it by pouring it out of the cup.